Blog Talk Radio.
Treasure Sign Studio, home of the Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. It's the Sports Show. And now, turn up the volume and get on your feet and welcome in the undefeated, undisputed champion of Sports Talk Radio,
they're Vice ESPN yet?
Yeah, me and Tommy watched.
Well, they made a big deal out of that.
They didn't make a big deal about that. It was the same. The whole beginning started off the same, and then they just went snip, snip, snip.
I'm talking about the framing. They didn't do that before.
They did too, dude. It's the same thing.
I don't think
they
so.
They didn't add any. All they do is cut, cut, cut.
I don't think they put the words in before. I don't know.
The words? It doesn't say the words there.
Yeah. Oh, in the actual beginning of the thing, they said, you know, undefeated, undefeated.
No, it doesn't say it. We'll watch it. I'll watch it again.
No, I'm talking about at the beginning of the show, not the beginning of the thing. I know they play the radio in the beginning of the thing. They play the radio and they say, Andy Reid.
Andy Reid's got to go.
Horrendous. And
I mean, that's funny because that was 2 coaches ago. I mean, and not only was it, you know, it was – like, so much has changed. I mean, what was it, 7 years ago, did we decide?
I think it'll be
2011. So
yeah, and we taped it in September, so it's like 6.5 or so.
So, you know, a ton has changed. I mean, the whole dynamic.
All the coaches are different.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, absolutely. And that was the very tail end of Andy when the town had just grown tired.
That was Andy's.
We were right.
Well, Andy's
he just couldn't get over that. He still can't do the same thing.
And well, because Kelsey got hurt in the playoffs.
He has nothing to do with that. He doesn't have the nerves. Like, he would never have done three of those plays that Doug did.
He's different than Doug, because I don't think he would have gone for it on the fourth and
he wouldn't have.
One play.
He wouldn't have. He would have punted it
right
and said, we'll deal with this later in the game.
No, I'm talking about to Ertz.
What I'm talking about. That was arguably the biggest play of the whole game.
There's not much later in the game than that. But
there was 7 minutes left. Nine.
Like 8:25.
Yeah, there was. Andy absolutely would have said, let's punt him, hit him deep and stop him, and then we'll deal with it later. Which the problem was, the word stop and them wasn't happening.
Andy would have thought that his defense could have stopped him, and Doug knew they were not going to have
any
luck.
I would have thought, honestly, going into this game, I didn't think it was going to be anything like that. I totally thought all it was going to be was our D-line dominating Brady.
And they did not.
No.
They didn't do that at all.
No. Now, part of the theory is that they're so reluctant to calling penalties that their offensive linemen were just – grabbing hold and just holding on. You know, not they were holding every play, and they know that they're not going to
hit. Who, our linemen?
No, the Patriots linemen, offensive linemen, were holding our D linemen, which is why they couldn't get to Tom at all. Tom.
You could see that every...
No, and it's so annoying up in the stands. Everyone's like, oh, let's go, Tom. Come on, Tom. Do it. Do it like you do it, Tom. Come on, Tommy.
You call him Nick and Chris, and there's nothing wrong with
it. No, it's just annoying. Thing. It's just annoying. The guy behind me. And then he would hit me back with my let's goes, too, once they finally do something, give it back to me.
I agree he did, maybe.
And I knew he was just begging me to turn around and start, but I refused to get into it.
He wanted to get into a
fight. It's so annoying cheering with the other fans sitting right now.
Well, you should have gotten to the Super Bowl now.
The two guys right next to me couldn't speak English. They were Mexican, and then one guy said, did he get Gavin, Patriots? I'm like, yeah. LeGarrette Blount was on the Patriots last year. Oh, I thought so. And they're wearing all these Patriots stuff, and I'm like, oh, some fans here. And then the guy immediately next to me leaves in the middle of the second quarter. Okay, that's a fan. Are you kidding me? No, that was it. He was done. Middle of the second quarter. And then, of course, the stadium, you know, gets much more spacious after Justin Timberlake's done. Once halftime's over, then it's
no
one. Then we had, I had room. I could have moved up a seat, back a seat, left a seat, right a seat. You know, it's such a joke.
You're paying $3,200.
And then the most embarrassing part is, you know, the whole playoffs at home, every time the other team has the ball, you're
left.
Every down, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, look at this guy's mustache and that. Long jump, high jump, whatever it's
called. Yeah, ski jump.
Ski jump. Oh, my gosh. Christy, look at this this mustache. Hurry up. Look at this thing. But that's going to be flapping in the wind. But every time I do my yelling and that, I feel awkward.
You can't.
Like, no, and the Patriots ladies looking back at me, and the Eagles fans are not even hardly. I mean, they do it occasionally on third down when they cue to my Rocky music.
Did they cue it a lot? Did they cue it every time?
They feed into each team. So if it gets a third down for the Patriots to stop up.
Yeah,
third
they
down,
play
they,
their.
They play their stupid fog. Yeah, they're
it's great. Foghorn.
The foghorn for yeah the New England Harpers. That's wonderful. So.
And let's play. Let's play it. I think.
No, we don't.
Yeah,
play
I think we are. Too.
We should never play. It doesn't even get them going that good. I mean, occasionally they would, but they're.
You just got done saying your fans were not getting going. Which is
they
it?
Ours were better, but neither one are good. Great.
What was the ratio? Was it close? 50-50?
Much closer than I would have thought. I thought after doing this for 12 years or however long they've been doing this little run.
You asked them like every person goes to every Super Bowl.
I just think that once you go and watch them win, there's no reason to go back again.
You're not going to go back if they are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I swear to God, you are.
I don't think so. I've done chasing this. And actually, during the points during the game, I started thinking, am I going to have to keep chasing this to be there for when they finally win the first one? And then, thank God. And then part of my other thing when we were down, I thought,
well,
at least I don't have to deal with the headache of trying to set up a parade.
Yeah, this evening will get the air ran and it'll be done.
That was like my
thinking about that too. Oh, well, there'll be no parade and there'll be no disturbances and, you know, it'll just go gracefully into that good night when they were down 33-32. But it did not.
It didn't happen. But I have to tell you, like, the point where we got the fumble, that was down by my end zone, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going nuts. I'm like, all right, we're going to win. I thought at that point it's over. We're actually going to win. But then, when I'm sitting there, I'm doing the math, I'm like, we have to pass here one of these downs. We can't just run three times and kick the field goal. We're going to be up eight. Tom.
Yeah, has all the time.
Tom's just going to go down the field.
It's a tie game, and if they lose the toss to overtime, you'll lose the Super Bowl.
Wait, you still have a chance to it's not that old rule.
Every team possesses the ball.
Right.
Except the touchdown.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Is that true?
Except the touchdown.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It happened, didn't it?
It happened it didn't happen last year. No.
Why? What happened last year?
They both had a crack at it.
And then they scored a touchdown?
Yeah.
Well,
they were in the next score win phase when they scored the touchdown.
Okay. Well, but where they really blew it, and I know there's a few ifs, and when you win, it doesn't even matter, the whole ifs. But when you lose, New England's sitting up there going, well, if this would have happened. But
awesome, Malcolm Butler.
When he called the timeout, which I still never understand why you call, when it's 2:06 left, just waste 6 seconds and then save the 45.
No,
I don't understand that. Like how Belichick does that. I don't get that.
Yeah, but he always has done it, so.
I just don't get that. You're only saving 6 seconds. Let it go to two, then timeouts after that.
He probably says he should have done that.
Anyway, when we had 2:06 or whatever, that should be a pass play, that second down, because you're running it.
But
all you're doing is running.
They ran right, yeah. They ran on the second down. They
just a little pass there. Just a little one. Aguilar could have knelt down, too. He didn't have to go out of bounds. The game could have been over. First down. clock's ticking, and then you just kneel downs. You wouldn't even have had to kick the field goal, I think.
I don't think people realize how close to Hail Mary was. I think people will realize it one day, but not yet.
No, it was horrible. Who's 21 of ours?
21?
Is that Patrick Robinson?
Yes, P-Ref.
He was flicking the ball up. The very last person, it's like he wanted to get an interception.
Yeah.
He was, like, pushing the ball up. It's the total opposite.
You got it bad that way, P-Ref.
Yeah, knock it down. Nobody was whacking it down. It was horrible. That was really – it was poorly defensed. It was. We're lucky.
Yeah, they got lucky.
When I listened back to the replay, Chris Collinsworth, I'm not going to do a bashing, but he was, like, disappointed that it wasn't caught.
Well,
I think he wanted, like, the most
– I just think he wanted drama. I just think he wants a good game. That's all. I don't think he's biased at all, but I do think he wants a good game, and he would like to see an overtime game.
Well, they got a good game. They were 1 point away.
It had the lowest ratings in 9 years or whatever that counts.
Is that right?
But it's true.
Well, I know we were watching, so
yeah.
That's all that matters.
And 9 years ago was also NBC game, Steelers and Cardinals.
Really?
With Gene. So two straight.
I don't understand that. Like, how low was it? Like,
it's like a. Not low at all. It's still 110 million, but come on, 110.4.
But I wanted to see. Oh, if they didn't miss a 2-point conversion and miss a kick, and then Patriots miss a kick and a field goal, that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points left on a.
Yeah, it could have been like 50.
It could have been the highest scoring.
Super Bowl every year.
Highest scoring Super Bowl of all time. And already they was the most combined yards in the history of any football game in the National Football League. It was in the Super Bowl. How weird is that? To set like an all-time record.
Well, the defenses took time off. Like,
the quarterbacks were like precision.
Indeed. Charlie, go ahead and check in.
Jimmy.
There you are.
How's it feel to be a world champion?
I know. I think it's starting to sink in with people, and it's really fun, I gotta say. People should enjoy it. Get used to it and enjoy it.
Get used to it. Is that a prediction?
No. Repeating it hard, but it'll be
right.
A fun year next year.
Right. It was amazing. Quick question for you. What impact, if any, do you think the loss of DeFilippo will have on the quarterbacks?
I think it'll have a big one. I think it will. I'm sad that he's going to, but, you know, that's what he's decided to do, Joe. And, you know, but hopefully Doug has thought a lot about it, about what he's going to do without him. But I think it's going to be big not having him flip there. And it's a shame that he's going to go to the Reds. To where he's going to go to Redskins, but that's what he decided to do, and no one could sort of begrudge him for it, but I would obviously love him here, but he decided he wants to go to Vikings, so there we go.
Yeah, I just wonder if the Eagles made a new
I'm
title
sure
for him.
I'm sure he'll do great with the Vikings, by the way. I just hope that we get a good replacement in here, I really do, because that quarterback coach is important position.
Right, and then so what do you think now with rumor has it they're going to promote within house. Do you think we have anybody on that staff that's going to do a good enough job as a quarterback's coach?
I don't think there's anyone obvious. I guess you could mold one of your guys into one. I'm just trying to think here. There's no one real obvious. We'll see what they do, but I don't know. That's not the first thing I would do, but I guess some people are not that interested in being quarterback coaches, so there we go.
Yeah, I guess we have to hope we don't lose Frank Reich. Because we don't want to lose two.
I know. It's scary that we could be losing Frank, too. I think there's a real possibility. We will have to sort of rebuild our entire offensive staff.
Right.
All right.
Scary
well,
stuff. We got through it, and we're champions.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're champions. So have a good one.
Okay.
I'll see you guys.
And, you know, I think you were the one that brought this up, but whew, that game, I can't wait for that Thursday night game to start the season.
I know.
It's going to be warm weather, none of this freezing cold business. It's going to be the biggest party. It's just going to be just a blast.
Amazing party, yeah.
On a Thursday night, it's just going to be so much fun, raising a Super Bowl banner. I mean,
it's gonna
I'm
be...
thinking I'm going to make a slideshow movie for the wagon celebrating just this year, pictures from just this year.
Yeah, not the whole journey. I think
no, not the whole journey. Like,
this year is amazing. It
this year, tailgating or whatever, from this year only. I don't know exactly how I'm going to make it good or look good or whatever.
But it's going to be fun, and hopefully it'll be against someone good.
Yeah, who were the home?
We know who the home opponents are.
Yeah, I
got to
look back.
We don't know times and dates.
2018. No, we don't know that. So we got
here the Cowboys, Giants, Vikings, Falcons, Panthers. I know who they are. Texans. None of them are really good. Redskins.
The Vikings.
And
it's gonna be the Vikings. It's gonna be a rematch for the championship. It is. It's going to be the Vikings, and it's going to be the same result.
You're going to beat them again?
It's
going to
be the same result. Because they're not going to do – they could do the Cowboys. They could do the Falcons. They have the Falcons, too. It's funny. They have all these guys coming in. The people that came in last year in the playoffs are coming back. And the Panthers, who are going to be good. They're formidable.
Yeah.
That's three goals. You got the Texans if Deshaun will be back. Do you think he'll be back? He got hurt earlier in the
There's
park.
No reason not to be.
He got hurt earlier
in the
park.
Fifth week, so,
yeah.
Or the sixth week.
Yeah. So.
Got some good ones.
I think if you ask me right now, I think it's going to be the Vikings, the NFC Championship rematch. And secondly, if they can't get that to work, it'll be the Falcons.
You think it's going to be one of the playoff teams? No one
they
is.
Won't
be
the Cowboys, I think, on that.
You know,
they could do it
you think so? They want a Sunday night game on it?
They could do anything with them. Like, they could do something premiere with them. I don't think. Oh, my man.
Mm-hmm.
Cousin Carl checking in.
Oh, is that who it is? Go ahead.
Jamie, what's up? First show with
what's
Super Bowl
up?
Champions. How's it feel?
Oh, amazing. Amazing, amazing, isn't it?
What was your go ahead, Jamie, go ahead.
No, I said it takes a while to really realize it, but once you do, it's amazing. So go ahead.
What would you think of Kelsey's speech? Just all good? You have any commentary around his big speech?
Well, my only commentary is I think it encapsulated what this whole sort of year and what this fan base has been about for a long, long, long time. In some of his words. So I commend him for that. I say good job, and I'm glad not everyone beefed you, and some people let it go.
Yeah, I've been enjoying all week watching the different videos. Did you see the one where Aguilar and Ertz high five on a crossing route in the first quarter? Did you catch that video?
Yeah, I heard about it. I haven't seen it yet, but yes, I did hear about the high five video.
Wait, what happened?
Check that one out. I got Carter here. He's got a question for you, James.
Okay, Carter's got a question. I can hear.
Who's starting more games next season, Nick Foles or Carson Wentz?
Oh, I hope I think people hope it could be Carson Wentz that's starting more. But there's no real way to know, and I think that's why you can't get rid of Nick Foles. Yeah, right. You gotta keep it going with it.
So what's your price tag, Jamie? At some point you would trade him. What would it have to take for you?
No, I don't think it is much of a scenario to trade him. maybe like one, at least one first round pick. No one's gonna give that up. First round pick in a third rounder or something like that. But I'm just picking things out of the air that are never gonna happen. But something like that.
You're probably right. My other question: you got all the free agents. What priority? Who do you try to bring back that's a free agent? Do you try to bring back Rodham first? Who do you got on your site?
I don't know if there's really anyone that you necessarily need to bring back, per se. I guess Rodham would be the one, because you don't know if Hicks is ever going to be the same type of player with the type of explosion that he had. But, yeah, I guess Nigel would be the one. But that's the one thing about this team, that it should have very little turnover. I guess the big ones, couple on offense, it could be Falls, or it could be a LG LeGarrette, or it could be a Trey Burns. But those are a couple big ones, but those are really the biggest ones.
Well, those are our biggest problems. We're in a good spot, buddy. Good spot.
Yes, I agree.
All right, pal. Great show. Congrats.
Okay, thank you so much. Get back to driving. I think he's driving. I can't tell, but I'm pretty sure.
What station is this that has these Olympics on?
There's a bunch of stations. USA, NBC.
Men's slope style qualifying. Okay. That's a big one.
But this is NBC Sports Network.
Do the Sixers dare slip in first?
Nah, they deserve it. They've been playing well.
Yeah, and how about our latest Markel update?
It's not
pathetic. If I didn't have my birds to fall back on, I mean, this is one of the most bizarre, frustrating, annoying stories I've ever witnessed. Honest to goodness. The man forgets how to shoot the basketball. His brain breaks.
He
doesn't know how to shoot.
It's two about 500.
He gets a hitch in his shot, and now he's going to miss an entire season.
No.
Consensus, number one, best shooter. Oh, yeah,
but
this guy's going
to
change it.
It's unfair to say that he's going to miss a year, because you have no confirmation to that effect.
He just – you hear Colangelo just talk yesterday.
There's no time.
Marshall's been the most furious all year.
He
with
said there's
Colangelo
no timetable, but there's a chance.
Yeah,
but I know
–
oh,
it's,
you're just saying that. That's
yeah,
saying, that's
I've been saying
that's,
it for a while.
That's I agree. But
the
they did
years.
Not say he's out for a year, so it's unfair to say that there's no chance that he's playing.
I didn't say there's no chance. I'm just saying he's not coming back. That's my hunch. That's where I'm going with
it. I agree with it, but you're making it sound like he definitively said it yesterday, and he didn't. So there. But
they're
hanging on to that 18. Hanging on.
Why would you need a Grand Big Mac? I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah, they just...
Big Mac Junior, and Grand Big Mac?
Yeah, three little.
I mean, a Junior's not big, because you're getting all the flavor of it without...
A Junior's so small. You have to get two Juniors.
Yeah, the problem is, I mean, I know everyone thinks it's a ton of calories. There's actually more calories than you get two cheeseburgers from there, because probably because of all the roll, the bread.
That
one only has three layers of bread.
Uh-huh.
But that's a little known fact.
And you can ask for the bread to come off. So there we go.
What?
You can ask for the bread to come off.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, I think people should do that.
Stop.
They could eat more Big Mac.
No. I mean, what makes the Big Mac so tasty is the combination of that special sauce and
bread.
The pickles and the, you know.
When's the last time you had Mac Attack? Not that long ago.
Not too long.
In a week?
Last weekend.
I think
it was like Saturday or Friday. Saturday.
Sunday.
One of those days.
And Ticket City. You got to get these
first
things.
First off, if we get tickets, I'm not going to Ticket City. This isn't
that,
old school.
That's the only
Ticket
way.
Ticket City.
That's the only way to do it. They got it.
What are you talking about?
They got them.
I at least have an account with stuff.
No, they got.
I don't have to worry about creating new accounts.
They got 25.
Just the Super Bowl tickets on StubHub.
StubHub is not going to have them.
Ridiculous service fee.
Ridiculous. How much is service fee? We're going to do
for the buyers,
$650 and change added on. I mean, absurd.
Who cares? You swindled your fella. You gave major thanks to in your Facebook quest, but you did swindle him into getting a ticket.
I didn't swindle squat. Fortunately, my stepfather.
Yeah, Steve.
My grandfather was able to send us.
He is the man.
Otherwise, there's no way I would have been there.
He's telling you the man who in the DTL football. That's what you say, huh?
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
Where do you even get this idea of ticket cities?
I'm just going to do a simple head-to-head comparison of ticket city against Stropov.
Yeah.
And first, we're going to go to ticket city.
Knock yourself
out. I'm going to share it to you, too. To that whole point.
You know, can you imagine paying the money when we go down and Joel's not playing?
Well, I don't care, bro.
I bet you there'll be some Eagles in the house again. Last night it was Torrey Smith and Alshon Jeffrey. Place goes bonkers.
Well, Torrey's
going
to live. I'm sure he's there, but I
guess. Oh, is he? Jamie Anderson, Tana Nicholson's girlfriend, 2014 Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, she dates him? I didn't know that. I guess I did.
Is he American?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh. Oh, my gosh, he's down.
She's also a former apprentice contestant. We got four apprentice contestants on Celebrity Boot Money.
He fell off a little fence and then just falls.
Where's this straggly tree?
She's trying to keep her smile going. He jumps, goes onto the fence. Not good, comes off too early. Tries to go back, falls on his back.
Oh, Tyler.
He better qualify. You do all that in the Olympics, I don't even know if he can recover.
What?
Oh, here he is finishing.
Here we go. Sixes and Clippers. $21 minimum.
Okay.
Look at that, from Ticket City. And you could also trade them in for whatever. Luxury box or better feeds or whatever it is. And now we're going to go to StubHub, and it's going to be much more. Stop adding.
You think it's going to be much more?
You'll see it's going to be like, because they're partnered with them. So we'll even go to SeatGeek too. So it's sort of you.
I'm getting consumed by this. Oh, he starts out sideways, then they go. Oh, he fell off way short. Now he's back on. I don't know if that's on purpose. This guy's got a nice little run going, it looks like.
Okay, we're done.
Super Bowl chance, baby.
Yeah.
Let's set it off.
It's actually the same, but it's much easier to get him from Ticket Ticket.
Oh, is it?
I'll show you what to do for Ticket Ticket. Yeah, it's fine. You're also going to have to do that.